Okay, now the fun part. This is when all these coaches will give you all their wisdom, and the geniuses here on the dais will give you all their wisdom for the NCAA tournament, field of 68 this year. Coaches, if you don't mind, I'm going to introduce you, and we can have you head over to the stools to my right. Let's begin with John Giannini from LaSalle University. John, thank you. From Drexel University, Bruiser Flint. From the University of Pennsylvania, Jerome Allen. From Villanova University, Jay Wright. From Temple University, Fran Dunphy. And from St. Joseph's University, Phil Martelli. The panel here with us, by the way, Dick Girardi was covering the Big Ten Championship. He's in Indianapolis. He'll actually be on AT&T Daily News Live later on this evening on Comcast Sportsnet at 5 o'clock. But he sent me his picks, so I know what he is thinking. So we'll get that to you when we get into our panel discussion. But Dick Girardi has been with us just about every year, unable to get back here in time. But from KYW News Radio, the voice of Temple Owls basketball, it is Harry Donahue. From the Philadelphia Daily News, Mike Kern. From the Philadelphia Inquirer, Joe Giuliano. And from 610 WIP, Howard Eskin. All right, you want to help get some help with your brackets, right? Well, we've got the right people here to do it for you. We're going to start with Harry Donahue. And Harry has seen the Owls all season long, so maybe give your thoughts on Temple, where they're at right now before we hear Fran's thoughts. But give us your thoughts on Temple. You've seen certainly Penn State, and you've seen Villanova. So give us a sense on the two local teams and then also who you like as maybe an underdog and who to go all the way.
Okay. Thanks, Neil, and congratulations to the coaches for fine seasons, and congratulations to all of you folks for joining us again and thanking your support of Coaches versus Cancer. I'm a numbers guy. Anybody that has listened to me on KYW News Radio for the last 30 years know I'm pretty good more at school numbers than RPIs, and I can close schools with the best of them, and I can pick winners with the worst of them when it comes to brackets. But getting back to Neil's original question about Temple, right now the Owls are in relatively good shape, I think, because I think we're going to get a key player back on Thursday against Penn State in Scooty Randall. Scooty's been out with an injury. Michael Eric has also been out with an injury and will not be back until next season. But I have it on good authority that Scooty's going to practice starting this afternoon, and come Thursday I expect to see him out there ready to go. LaVoy Allen, I think, has been the best player maybe in the city for the last month and maybe in the Atlantic 10 as well. And he's finishing strong. This is his last season. I think he has a sense of urgency. And I know going to the tournament 4 years in a row is not enough for LaVoy Allen, and he would love to get that monkey off his back and that big monkey off of his coach's back and get that first win in the NCAA tournament since both have been at Temple University. Okay, having said that, and like Neil said, full disclosure, Dunph, the other reason I want you to win on Thursday is because I've already arranged for a tea time at La Paloma in Tucson on Friday. And it's non-refundable, so I lose, you know, my money that I've put on my credit card. Yeah, it's non-refundable, Mike. Mike Kern wants to know if he can fly down there and use it in case we're not there. But maybe I'll even steal some time from Dunph and get a golf lesson out there in Tucson, because he's definitely the best, if not coach playing golf, maybe the best golfer in this room today. I'm going to cut right to the chase. Here's my final four. There's only one number one seed. And that would be Ohio State coming out of the East. Coming out of the Southwest, I think it's going to be Notre Dame. Now I have two real sleepers, although some people may not think that, especially from the Big 12 Conference. Texas, and Kansas State. The final game is going to feature Ohio State against Notre Dame, and I think Notre Dame is going to win their first ever national championship. How about that? That's my picks, Neil.